You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. Cappy, do you have any books that might... Okay, let's... Oop, don't want to do that. So, you should have read this book first, but you didn't. And you probably should have read this book second, but you didn't. But those are the two books that you can buy at paperback, Kindle, and Audible on Amazon.com. Oh, by the way, the Book of Numbers, Better Bachelor Edition, is also available. I forgot to mention that. I did order a copy so I can show you guys, but just so you know, I should probably really do an official announcement. But yes, you could get the Book of Numbers, Better Bachelor Edition, which includes a foreword by Joker, which needed a fair amount of editing. Like, yeah, Joker's really good. He speaks well. He should be able to write. He's like, I'm not that good at writing. You'll be fine. You'll be like, I'm like, oh, God, Jesus. All right. Time to break out the old editing skills. Hey, Joker, let's work on this. So that's available. So you can get that. In either case, the client today didn't read that book, obviously. Probably because the book was out after he committed to the single mom. But let's go ahead and read forth. I'm in my late 30s. I have dated a single mom of three with two different fathers. Sex is amazing and consistent. Yeah, I bet. I wonder where she learned it. We split, then we're back 3 months later. She dated and was intimate with another guy during that time. No, really? The hot single mom used her assets to potentially find another provider? No. Using sex as a currency? Never. Never. Women never do that. That's wrong. All right. She dated and was intimate with another guy during that time. It bothers me to be aware of that. What advice can you give me? What is the cost of my questions? All right. I charge you a lot because this needs to sting, right? You have no self-respect. You went with this gal because maybe the sex was amazing and you're that, but then you caught the feels for her. And the reasons you caught the feels for her is because I wouldn't say the sex or the pair bonding. I don't think that. It's because usually, and I'm going to say it's in your case, you have nothing else going on. And I don't know where you live. If you're in a Western nation, maybe it makes a little bit where this is all you got. That's all that's available. And so you're going to have these crumbs off the table. But you have yet to make the journey to realize that you exist. There has to be a you. Otherwise, you are not going to attract quality girls. What dwindling few exist. And until you develop the you and have a point and purpose and reason in life, you are going to constantly go to, and it's going to be a broad brush, inferior quality women like this who have multiple other men's children, and then you're going to emotionally invest in it. And it's so simple because you guys are trying to fill this like, well, this is easy. Well, I don't want to work out. I don't want to become something important. And above all is you don't want to like go through that journey and find out and work hard and create something out of nothing, which I understand, man. I've been there multiple times where you have nothing and you must create something. Well, that is the journey of a man. Is that is what separates the men from the boys. You are still a boy. I guarantee if I went through all of your stuff, you don't have a great career. You don't have a lot of hobbies. You don't have any passions. You might have some friends. I don't know your age. But when you wake up in the morning, you're not like, oh, I got to go out and do this X, Y, and Z. I got to go finish my degree. I got to study. Atham. Look at that. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at a bunch of characters we have in the Cappy sphere here. All right. In the morning or evening, because Atham has odd sleeping hours, Atham wakes up and he's like, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to study chemical engineering. Now, maybe he's not that excited about it, but that's what he's going to do. Oh, and he's got plates. He's got a bunch of different. Vlad Elkums wakes up. He's like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go run, hit the gym, do taxes. Not that exciting. But he does the taxes. This doesn't mean they don't have gals. This doesn't mean they don't chase gals and they don't like these gals. But gals are not reliable. Don't know if you've noticed that. They're not consistent. Your life is. It's always there. It's always to be worked upon. Whether there's a girl or not, whether you're a lover or not, whether you're broken up or not, whether you're broken hearted or not, there is always your life. And you either develop a passion now to take a hammer and a blowtorch and start hammering away at it and forging it into what you want, or you will have no life. Then you're going to rely on outside sources to bring you contentment, meaning, happiness, and joy, which it won't. Which it won't. Because it's no different than substance abuse. You're going to drink to feel better. You're going to do drugs to feel better. You're going to watch porn to feel better. You're going to... to the prawn to feel better. You're going to watch TV. You're going to play video games. You'll do, and it's just, you know, it's tiring. I don't know how many times you got to keep revisiting this. You're going to refuse to do the hard work, which is working out, dieting, studying something hard that pays off, building a company, building a career, starting going on adventures. That's another big thing. Not really talked about, but more I thought about. Someone had to request one time, what is it to be a man? And I thought, adventure. You got to go on an adventure. In my case, hiking mountains, motorcycle riding. I want to go on that river rafting tour from Wyoming all the way down to Las Vegas. And I guarantee you, if I take inventory of your life, it sucks. Because you don't value yourself more than this woman. And you are willing to take her and use it to give you value. And the sex is good. Good. Sex is good. Why'd you commit to her? See, single mom sex? Hell yeah. Go for it, man. Bravo. By all means. Please do. You're upset. You break up. So already I know there's some BS going on there. All right. So this is not meant to be. But then she goes and sleeps with another guy and you get back together with her. Okay. Couple things. One, you got back together with her. Why? Because you're a loser. You got nothing else going on. And two, you're hurt because she slept with someone else. Do you know how lowly ranked you are in her life right now? Do you know what utilitarian means? You're a tool. She is looking at you as a tool. Otherwise, she wouldn't have jumped into the sack with a guy so quickly. And again, perfectly all right with you having sex. Go. Friends with Bennett. Go. Do. Have fun. But don't catch feels. Especially not so. Can you have some judgment? Can you guys for once stop thinking down here and use this? No, I know. Every guy, it's a hard battle. But look where it's gotten you. What made you think it was a good idea to develop feelings? Single mom, widow, okay. And I have known some great single moms whose husbands were actually horrifically bad. Abusing children mentally. I know. I'm just... Two fathers? Three children? Wow, how hard up are you, man? You are not, here's where the problem is. You are not in the position to immediately identify that and say, whoa, F that. Yeah, we can have the sex. Sure. Oh, no, I'm wrapping it up. No vasectomy for me. Thank you very much. No, I'll just be flushing this UC thing down the toilet. Not throwing in the garbage. Oh, you found another guy? Cool. All right. See you later. No, you're like, but I love her. I caught the feels. I don't know why he's Southern all of a sudden. He's not. Got a cowboy hat on. And I guarantee the reason you took such low quality and not had mutually enjoyable sex, but rather thought you had, because you got jack all else going on in your life because you're not investing in yourself because it's too hard to swing the hammer. It's too hard to forge the iron or forge the steel. And you got lucky. Lord knows you probably make a lot of money. I'm going to assume you're not in great shape. And if you are, you're probably an easy mark anyway and make good money. She eyeballed you for that. And then when whatever, and I'm going to assume, okay, I'm going to assume because she's demonstrated to be irresponsible. It could be you're the one that's wrong. But for whatever argument broke it up, right, I'm going to assume it's something BS. It's something not acceptable. And it should have been broken up long ago, and that should have been the end of it. But you have nothing else going on that you took her back. That's why I charge you $100. So this stinks. So if you don't follow my advice, you don't get off your ass and quit being a pansy. I want to say the other word, but I can't. I don't care. I got the money to be compensated by your incredibly naive and stupid question. Yes, she's banged other guys. Yes, she probably banged guys behind your back. Now it's time to put on your big boy pants, accept that and get over it and never make this mistake again. And you're going to, hang on, I got to cough. You're going to keep putting yourself in this position until you finally do some of value with your life. So when you wake up, you're like, I'd rather do this than go out with her. Right? Like when I wake up, I'm not like, I get to spend more time with my girl. I love my girlfriend. Don't get me wrong, but like get the work done. I got purpose. I got agency. And I'm going to spend time with you know, here. Speak of the devil. I bet you. Yep. You, without missing a beat, they're always like, I sense he's doing something important. You busy? don't want to spend any more time with anyone else. I got a job to do. I got a mission. I got purpose. I got agency. And that's just my job. I got a ton of hobbies I could do. I got things I'd love to do if I ever could get the freaking time. And a girl's little hoo-ha down there does not steer my life. Because I got one. Your life is her hoo-ha. Or another girl's hoo-ha. Why? Because you don't have no life. And so until you stop using girls' hoo-has as a substitute for purpose in life, your life is going to suck, and this is always going to happen to you. And the girl's going to leave, or she's going to test you. I don't know. I can surmise or guess that you're being too nice. She was trying to test you or something to get you to man up because you don't have a life. You know, and you didn't pad. Oh, and then fine, get out of here. I'm not tired. And you broke up. No, I need you back, single mommy of 14 children from 7 different fathers. It's sad. You got to lose a little bit of your idealism. You got to lose nearly all of your heart. You can't be this nice guy. You cannot be this, well, I'm going to be the good guy and put her at the center. No, they don't want that. They want a guy that doesn't need them but chooses to hang out with them under certain terms. They want a guy with stuff going on more than the guy himself. And until you become that guy, this is going to happen again. So become somebody, do something with your life. Stop putting women first. And in doing so, you ironically will put women first. And you'll achieve something in life. But this is not going to happen. It's not going to go away until a girl walks in. I don't care how hot she is. You're able to look at her and say, hey, I know your type. You did what, and what? You got how much in student loans for what worthless degree? No. We can have sex. We can have fun. We are not, I am not committing to you. I am not your boyfriend. Don't even think about it. By the way, I got a vasectomy. I am never going to commit to you. Because if I am going to commit to a gal, it's going to be a gal. And now you provide your requirements. That listens to what I say, does what I say without questioning, supports me. You can tell I'm getting older where it's like red hair and big cans. Well, okay, ideally that too, but compliance, support, silence, occasionally does something nice for me, stays physically attractive. You know, like that's. What do you want for a little kid? What do you want for Christmas? I want ice cream and a video games, a trip to Disney World, me, Mickey Mouse. Then you're 48. What do you want? Good night's rest. Be regular. A reliable Honda. All right. You know, you're wise. You're very wise. So until you get to that point that you're going to live your life and you're going to put your life ahead of lower quality women and you're going to share your quality life only with a high quality woman, rare as it may be, then we're not, there's no point. And just, okay, keep you, I will put your, there was another girl's hoo-ha here, but she went away and went out with Tyrone and Chet. Now I put your hoo-ha, you're my point. All right. Let's go to the super chats. Christoph and on $5. My wife and I have decided you need two phone numbers, a business only line and a 900 toll number to give to your friends. I'm thinking about that. I could just turn off the damn phone. I might do that. Just like I should just make it so my friends look me up. Say, is Aaron podcasting now? Maybe I ought to check first. Oh, he is. He's busy. Chad does that. He's got a business line and a personal line, I think. But wouldn't Chad? People would still call me. Nonstop Dre, $2. Don't forget your favorite pastime, beating dog. How could I? I failed, Dre. There was a dog at the cigar lounge and I petted it. I didn't beat the dog. That guy left. I don't know what happened to him. He sent me, you hurt that dog. I'll file a report. I'm like, let me explain. You better get out of here. Hank Stamper, new guy, $2. Send the kid to military school. Problem solved. Is that it? Did I miss it? Oh, here. I knew there was another five. All right. Fred Freeman saw $5. As female standards continue to grow against reality, will the demand for single moms and cougars grow or mass men going their own way? Sandman, 50% men celibate by 2030. both. One of these days, I'll put together a video. I want to call it the cartel that worked too well. And it's how women naturally behave in like a herd type of way. Like, oh, are you wearing that? Then I'm wearing. Okay. We're all going to go major in this thing and then go into crippling debt. And then we're all not going to have. Oh, okay. which is a generalization, but there's an element of truth to it. But I've witnessed from an economic standpoint, women definitely do act as a cartel. We're all going to get fat. We're all going to become feminist. And we're all going to stand up to the patriarchy, and we're all going to go into debt, and we're all going to get jobs and careers, and we're all like this happened as a group. Now, a lot of it was conditioning and programming from school. but as the marriage quality or simple numbers of marriageable women drop, because they're getting older, fatter, they're not in the marriage market. They're not, men are still going to have, the demand for men is a straight line. It doesn't change really for demand for sex for men and women, about, fixed, but the quality and supply of it, that just means they become more valuable, or men have to bend on their standards. And whereas 30 years ago, even, being a single mom was very shameful. Now it's, that's the hot thing. And it's not stopping anybody. Every guy's going for it. And which I'm not going to change it. There's also some indoctrination on men's. Oh, what was it? American Pie. Oh yeah. Cougars are hot. Hey, look guys, look at this. So, simply because that's the market. And if you read this book, the Book of Numbers, 40% of women between 18 and 35, which is the demographic I focus on, 40% of them are single moms. No, that's not right. Look it up. Look it up. I'm sorry, 40% of single women are single moms, because I had to back out the marriage women, because you wouldn't marry the, obviously not. So that's the pool you get to choose from. This is a great fishing hole. Oops, a sewer pipe broke, and now the fishing hole is flooded with sewer. Well, that's still the only fishing hole in town. There's less quality prize muskie in there, I guess. You'll still fish it. So demand will reluctantly grow, but it will grow. But there will also be more people just leaving. And let's also admit this about the men sent their own way in that particular case. A lot of these guys aren't. It's not like women just got fat on guys and they like decayed. Men decayed too. All these soy boys, all these guys, I felt all these limp wristed. emotional soy, all that. So they're going to go their own way or be sent their own way either. Or I do believe an increasing percent will choose to go their way. A lot of guys are going to look at it. And I think the majority, though, won't necessarily be sent, but I think the majority will look at it and they'll choose like, eh, this isn't for me. I'm out of here. This is just not worth it. So I see it's not an or, it's both. And there'll be an increasing divide. And then it will just push things to the margin. You'll have a lot more womenists and men going their own way category, going ghost. And then you'll have the elites all banging each other but never committing. And in the middle will be a lot of frustrated alpha widows. So a lot of guys kind of like, yeah. And I totally believe, yeah, 50% of men celibate by 2030. Yes, whatever measure you're using, I absolutely believe that. I absolutely believe that will be the case. Did I get them all? Nope. Filmed LT Studios. $5 New Zealand. What even is the point in marriage? None. There's no point. There's no point. If you want a committed relationship, have an agreement with you and the girl. Move to a country. Get married in a country where if you're going to get married, the laws are favorable. Or have a legal contract and do not cohabitate. And make it very clear. I would even get like trust money. I'm no lawyer, but a way to do it maybe is you set up a trust. And it's like, okay, here's the deal. This trust is managed by my friend. It'd be the guy's friend. So in case you decide you're not happy, you want to leave, fine. I get this money. Like, you can't get the money, or it's in trust. It goes to the kids, something like that. There's a way to like make it that, you know, like, okay, you're leaving now and we're breaking up our agreement outside of the government. Now you're going to sue me for child support. All right, but you don't get this trust. You know, there'd be a way to protect assets. What can you do married that you can't do not being married? What you could do married, you can't do not being married, is get divorced. That's what you could do. And incur a lot of legal fees. That's what you could. There is no reason, none, for guys to get married. None. Plenty of reasons for gals, financial anyway, but no reason for men. No, absolutely not. I'm not being edgy. I'm not trying to make a statement. I'm not trying to be. No, you have made the laws so bad, ladies. There is no reason for any man to get married. None. That's not an opinion. Oh. Competent man, $10. Natural gas in Europe at all-time high, $36 per million BTUs, equivalent to $205 per barrel for oil. Russia had to start reducing deliveries because unable to supply itself. Germany ran story today about cooking with no electricity. Good thing I got my wood-burning stove now, huh? Cappy, nerdy guy, no girl like, back when he's younger, survivalist. Hey, I heard you had heat. Yes, I do. Huh? Huh? So what do you think about single moms? Is there something I could do? I could help move a couple pieces of wood for you. Oh, no, I'm good. I split it all earlier this fall. I'm good to go. Yeah, I wonder, if I was an economist, like if people paid me, if I was an economist again and I was paid, or I was just bored, I want to look it up. I might look up why. Don't care. I got mine. Don't care anymore. And even if I did care and tried to warn people about it, guess what? I'd be an Easternism or a bad guy. You're a mean person. Is it because we shut down the Keystone pipeline again? What's? Oh, I'm sure it's all good. Jimmy in Dallas, who is Vince Barrick and how long have you used that? It's not a pseudonym. This is a real guy. He's an older guy. We came up with an agreeable financial arrangement for both of us. He has the rights to How Not to Become a Millennial. He wanted to add some things. It was too dark of a publication for me to put my name under it. I could still promote it. But it's just outside, you know, within the family here, you guys all know my dark nature. But I wanted it to be marketable to outside new readers. And Vince is writing several other books, so he wanted that as a seed capital. I'm like, okay, sounds like a deal. So it's he's a boomer. He's a boomer. All right, that's it. Single moms and bedroom wood stoves don't mix during. No, they do mix during hard times. They do. They're like, my children need some. I need something too. But I don't fall in love. All right, that's it. Questions, answers. Oh, wait, did I get this one? Yeah, I did. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.